Madhava Kanyavi Kari Kanyavi Jaya Radha Madhava Kanyavi Kari Gopi Jana Balabha Giribhara Dari Gopi Jana Balabha Giribhara Dari Yasoda Nandana Vrajana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vrajana Ranjana Jamanatira Bhagam Stadi Yamuna Tira Vanachadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Bhapi Jana Balabha Giribhara Dhani Bhapi Jana Balabha Giribhara Dhani Yasoda Nandana Prajjana Nandana Yasoda Nandana Prajjana Nandana Yamana Hira Ganachadi Yamuna Tira Vanasadhi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Hari Vijayacharya Astatara Sutasi Simad Divine Vaisi Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada Ki Anatta Kukti Vaishnavarinda Ki Okay, so welcome everybody, whoever's online this evening.
欢迎大家，今天我们在线上一起来学习。
I'm going to be reading this morning from a writing of Jiva Goswami.
我今天晚上准备给大家来阅读一段 Jiva Goswami 撰著的著作当中的
I think you all know who Jiva Goswami is.
我想大家都知道 Jiva Goswami 是谁。
He is the younger cousin of Sanatan and Rupa Goswami.
Jiva Goswami 是 Sanatan 和 Rupa Goswami 的侄子。
And one of his celebrated literatures is a summary of Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan.
Jiva Goswami 的一部著作呢，就是写的关于 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光的概述。
It's a certain literary style called champu.
这是一种文学体例，文学的一种风格被称为 champu.
There are some rules for what a champu is, and Jiva Goswami follows those rules and summarizes Krishna's pastime, which we're going to be reading from this morning.
基本公司啊，你根据称呼所规定的这种规则来进行撰著，概述了 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的消时光。今天晚上我们就来阅读基本公司阿米的这部著作当中的一些描述。
The title is Gopal Champu.
他的这本著作的标题是 Gopal Champu.
Gopal specifically refers to Krishna's pastimes as a cowherd boy in Vrindavan.
我们具体的来说 ，Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光扮演的是 Gopa 牧牛童的形象。
And the chapter is called Cruelty of Akura.
今天引述的这一段的标题为。Akura 的残忍。
In Sanskrit, his name Akura means not cruel.
在梵文词当中 ，Akura 他的名字的意思是不残忍，不残酷。
As far as the gopis are concerned, his mother and father gave him the wrong name.
那些按照牧牛姑娘们他们所认为的。Akura 的父母给 Akura 起了一个错误的名字。
Because he took Krishna from Vrindavan, and therefore, as far as they're concerned, he's most cruel.
所以对于 Vrindavan 的牧牛姑娘们来说 ，Akura 因为把 Krishna 从 Vrindavan 带走了，所以对于他们，在他们看来 ，Akura 是世界上最残酷的人。
But stepping back from how the gopis feel, there's a big picture about Akura's role in Krishna's pastimes.
我们来退一步看，把这个 gopi 们他们的这个在他们看来的这个认为，往后退一步看 ，Akura 在 Krishna 的整个逍遥时光当中是有他的角色，有他的目的所在的。
Both Akura and Narada play a very important role in transitioning Krishna's pastimes from Vrindavan to outside of Vrindavan. That's his function on behalf of Krishna.
Akura 和 Narada Muni 在 Krishna 的逍遥时光当中起着至关重要的作用，他们的角色是至为重要的。在 Krishna 的逍遥时光当中尤其是 Krishna 的逍遥时光从 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光转移到 Vrindavan 以外的逍遥时光的这个过渡的阶段过程当中 Akura 和 Narada Muni 他们有他们的职责所在他们的角色是非常重要的
As a pure devotee of Krishna he only does what Krishna wants inspired by Krishna from within his heart
作为 Krishna 的纯粹奉献者 ，Akura 只是去做 Krishna 想让他去做的事情，并且 Krishna 在 Akura 的内心激励他这么去做。
We should understand in one sense that Krishna is perfectly pure and fully transcendental representative of Krishna.
所以我们 应该去了解到这样一点，Akura 它是至为超然纯粹的，至纯至粹的，所以它代表着最为完美的、最为纯粹的 Krishna。
But Akura didn't get a lot of appreciation from the resident of Vrindavan for his service.
但是 Vrindavan 的居民并不是非常的欣赏 Akura 所做的服务。
One more point before we begin.
在我们开始引述这一章之前，有一点给大家来讲一讲。
Akura is very elderly in comparison to Krishna.
跟 Krishna 的年纪相比， Akura 要年长得多。
When you look at the family line or the ancestry of Krishna and where Akura fits, there's several generations between Krishna and Akura, so he's very elderly.
所以如果我们来看一看这个 Akura 的家族历史，看一看 Akura 的这个 族谱，我们就能够了解到 Akura 和 Krishna 他们之间的年龄相差了几代。
And at the same time, so much elder to Krishna in years, when he visits Krishna, Krishna is only 11 years, 8 months, and Akura is very elderly, still he offers his respects with great love to Krishna, and that's a very important part of this chapter.
虽然 Akura 在年龄上比 Krishna 要年长得多，当 Akura 去到 Vrindavan 森林去拜访 Krishna 的时候， Krishna 那个时候只有11岁零8个月的。即便是如此， Akura 一见到 Krishna 立刻怀着极大的崇敬和爱顶拜啊，向 Krishna 致以致敬。这个部分在这一章这一点是非常重要的。
One of the most important lessons for us in this storyOf Akura anticipating meeting Krishna is how we as sadhakas should also be meditating on when will that day come when we can also be in the direct service of Krishna. It's a very important element in spiritual elevation.
我们从 Akura 他期待着，非常渴望的期待着与 Krishna 相见，从这个部分对 Akura 的描述当中，我们作为 Sadhaka， 作为修习 Krishna 知觉的规范修行的奉献者来说，从中要学习的非常一个重要的教导，就是我们在我们的奉爱服务当中去有这种强烈的渴望，什么时候 Krishna什么时候能够与 Krishna 相会，怀着这样非常极度的渴望的一种心态去冥想，什么时候能够见到 Krishna， 带着这样极度的渴望，这在我们的奉爱服务当中是非常重要的，是得以提升的非常重要的一部分。
Let us begin.
我们现在开始。
At the beginning of chapter 38 of the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, Akura leaves Mathura on a chariot supplied to him by Kamsa.
在圣典不见瓦坛第十篇第38章一开始描述了 Akura 从 Mathura 离开，他坐上了 Kamsa 给他准备的战车上，离开 Mathura。
There are 22 verses describing Akura's inner contemplations in anticipation of meeting Krishna, and he is on the topmost stage of bhakti, prema bhakti, experiencing different bhavas or ecstasies in his love for Krishna.
一路上，这其中 第三十八诗节有二十二个诗节描述了 Akura 的内心的心境，他的内心极度的冥想，期盼着与 Krishna 相见。 Akura 完全处在奉爱服务的最高阶段 Prema Bhakti 的阶段，他体验到了各种各样的 Bhava 狂喜。
Akura sees the footprints of Krishna and Balaram in the soft sand of Vrindavan. He falls out of the chariot and rolls on the ground in ecstasy, touching the dust that has touched the feet of Krishna. And he offers more prayers.
Akura, 当 Akura 一到 Vrindavan, 看到 Vrindavan 柔软的沙土上印着 Krishna 和 Balarama 的莲花足印，他立刻从战车上跳了下来，满地打滚，就好比是见到了 Krishna 的莲花足，顶拜 Krishna 的莲花足。然后 Akura 献上了更多的祈祷文。
This experience only elevates his eager anticipation for seeing Krishna directly.
那么这一幕更加的激发了，更加的使 Akura 更加的渴望去在 Vrindavan 见到 Krishna。
He gets back on his chariot, he goes further, and in the distance, he sees Krishna and Balaram.
然后他回到战车上，继续往前行。前行不久之后，他就看到了 Krishna 和 Balarama。
Jiva Goswami then expresses in beautiful language the sight of seeing Krishna for the first time.
接着 Jiva Goswami 用非常美丽的语言描述了 Akura 第一次见到 Krishna 所看到的。
To him, to Akura, Krishna and Balaram looked like two elephants moving about amongst the small calves they were herding.
对于 Akura 来说，在他眼里 Balarama 和 Krishna 看上去就像是走在众多牛犊当中的两头年幼的大象，而 Krishna Balarama 他们是在放牧着这些乳牛。
One of the two boys was wearing blue cloth, and the other was wearing yellow cloth that looked like lightning.
一位少年穿着蓝色的衣服，另一位少年穿着黄色的衣服，这黄色的衣服就像闪电一般明亮。
Krishna had earrings, and Balaram had an ornament on his left ear.
Krishna 双耳戴着耳环，而 Balarama 的左耳朵戴着耳环。
One was named Balarama, who was giving happiness to his mother Rohini.
其中一位少年名叫 Balarama 给予他的母亲 Rohini 极大的快乐。
The other was very excellent in giving happiness to his splendid cows.
而另一位少年是非常精到于给予那些最为辉煌灿烂的乳牛极大的快乐。
They were both very attracted to playing with the cows.
这两位少年非常沉醉于与乳牛玩耍。
They rejected other forms of pleasure activities and were most contented just being with the cows.
他们这两位少年完全拒绝所有其他各种各样的快乐，只是沉醉于 与这些乳牛玩耍，从中得到极大的喜悦。
Hanging from their waist was a buffalo horn and a flute.
他们的腰间，他的腰间，挂着这个海号角，腰间憋着笛子。
In their hand, they held ropes and a stick for herding the cows.
他们的手里拿着放牧乳牛的绳子和棍子。
As soon as Akura saw the two brothers, he jumped down from his chariot. His hair stood on end, and his whole body shook vigorously.
当 Akura 一见到这两位少年的时候，他立刻从战车上跳了下来，他毛发直竖，浑身颤抖不已。
With his arms and limbs spread out fully, he offered obeisances 3 times, 6 times, 12 times, even though he was their uncle.
即便虽然阿库拉是这两位少年的舅舅，但是阿库拉依然完全拜倒匍匐在地，向他们致以敬意，向他们致三遍的致以敬意，六遍的敬意，12遍的致以敬意。
In ecstasy, his mind became completely bewildered.
Akura 陷入在狂喜当中，这个时候他已经有一些不知所措了。
Rupa Goswami writes, recognizing the power of these two,His offering of respects was completely appropriate, not in terms of his age or other material considerations.
Majiva Goswami 在这里说到了，Akura 他不顾这些年龄上的差异，也不顾这种社会的这种礼仪风俗，他完全的向这两位少年致以他恰当的敬意。
While the Kura was expressing himself in this way, Krishna turned to his cowherd boyfriends, instructed them to gather up the cows, take them home, and then he approached Akura directly.
当 Akura 向他们致以这样无穷无尽的敬意的时候，Krishna 训示他的这些朋友们，让他的这些牧牛童朋友召集这些剩下的乳牛，把这些剩下的乳牛带回家来挤奶，然后 Krishna 和 Balarama 一起去见，和 Akura 单独在一起。
Krishna approached Akura and lifted him up from the ground with his two armsAkura, in response, couldn't even speak Krishna's name.
Krishna 张开了他的双臂，把 Akura 从地上扶起来，怀着极大的这种怜悯之情。Akura 他那个时候声音哽塞，甚至都无法叫出 Krishna 的名字。
Krishna recognized the confused mind of Akura.
Krishna 已经看出来了， Akura 已经有些不知所措。
First, he introduced the cowherd boys to Akura.
首先，他把这些牧牛童们介绍给 Akura.
And then, leaving aside the fact that he was so elderly and his uncle, Krishna just embraced him.
那么在这种情况下， Krishna 不顾年龄上的差异，仍然拥抱了 Akura.
Like a little boy will reach for the hand of an elder, Krishna reached Akura's hand and slowly walked with Akura to the home of Nanda Maharaj.
Krishna 他用手扶着年长的 Akura， 把他领到了 Nanda Maharaj 的家中。
Observing etiquette, Krishna requested Balaram, his elder brother, to walk before him.
那么作为这个礼仪 Krishna 请求他的哥哥 Balarama 走在前列。
Krishna arranged a very nice meal for Akura.
Krishna 为 Akura 准备了美味可口的饭菜。
Then refreshments after the meal, and then Krishna brought Akura to meet his father Nanda Maharaj.
Akura 在用膳之后恢复了他的这个精神状态之后， Krishna 带着 Akura 去见他的父亲 Nanda Maharaj.
Nanda Maharaj had all social skill and culture.
Nanda Maharaj 有他遵守了他的这个社会和文化的，他是一个非常有文化素养，遵守社会礼仪的绅士。
So he spoke very elegantly to Uncle Akura.
所以他向 Akura 舅舅说出了一番非常儒雅优雅的话语。
Nanda recalled the suffering the members of the Yadu dynasty had to undergo because of Kamsa.
Nanda Maharaj 回想起了在 Kamsa 的这个在康萨的暴行之下，雅杜王朝的人们所经历的痛苦。
Nanda was torn between two emotions.
Nanda 他完全的体验到这样的心痛的感受。
Nanda was appreciating the very gentle and elevated qualities of Vasudev and Akura.
Nanda Maharaj 表达出了对Vasudeva 和 Akura 他们儒雅温和儒雅高尚的品质，赞美了他们的这些品质。
And the other emotion was remembering the atrocities of Kamsa, and his mind began to burn just like fire into ashes.
在另一方面，南德马哈拉吉一想起康萨所施行的这些暴行和折磨人的暴行，他内心心痛不已，就好像是被火燃烧一般。
Nanda asked, "Oh, Uncle Akura, how was your journey?"
南德马哈拉吉问的 "Oh, 舅舅Akura。"你的旅程如何呀？
How can you be happy in Mathura while Kamsa has not been killed for so long?
Kamsa 长久以来一直都没被杀死，你怎么能够这么快乐地生活在 Mathura 呢？
And Krishna asked, How are my mother and father doing?
然后 Krishna 问道，我的父母他们过得怎么样啊？
What is the purpose of your auspicious visit to Vrindavan?
您吉祥的造访 Vrindavan 有什么目的呀？
Akura replied explaining the awful activities of Kamsa in Mathura.
Akura 回答道，并在回答当中他描述了 Kamsa 在 Mathura 的一些非常可怖令人恐怖的暴行。
All the members of the Yadu dynasty are being treated horribly.
雅杜王朝的所有成员们都受到了虐待。
Even from the very day of the marriage of Devaki, he remains obsessed with hearing your name. He's very Krishna conscious.
即便是从Devaki 结婚的那一天开始起， Kamsa 就完全沉浸在聆听您的你的圣名当中，他非常的具有 Krishna 知觉。
He mentions, Akura mentions that Vasudeva had a brother.
Akura 在这里说到了 Vasudeva 有一个兄弟。
His brother's name was Devabhaga.
他的这个兄弟的名字叫 Devabhaga.
And Devabhaga had a son named Uddhava.
Devabhaga 有一个儿子名叫 Uddhava.
In separation from you, Uddhava is suffering from madness.
因为与你分离，因为与你分离，所以 Uddhava 几近疯狂。
Krishna said, I know. Please give some details about this.
Krishna 说道，我知道这些，请你详细地描述这一点吧。
Akura looked around in all directions and then spoke in a soft voice.
Akura 环顾了四周，然后非常柔和的声音说道，
Narada bestows the best benediction for all people like you.And he gives liberation to persons like Kamsa.
Narada 将最好的胜利给予了赐予了像你这样的人们，把解脱给予了像 Kamsa 这样的人们。
Narada had a plan.
Narada 有一个计划。
He wanted to encourage you.To come kill Kamsa.
Narada 想要去激励你去杀死 Kamsa.
So Narada hinted to Kamsa that the seventh and the eighth children of Devaki are with you, Nanda Maharaj.
Narada 向 Kamsa 曾经暗示过，你的这个，你们两个。Devaki 的第七个和第八个孩子已经和 Nan 在一起了。
Devaki's seventh child was placed within the womb of Rohini by Yogamaya.
Devaki 的第七个孩子被 Yogamaya 放到了 Rohini 的身体当中。
Vasudeva knew this.
Vasudeva 知道这一点。
He came to Braja, placed you by the side of Yashoda, and had Maya appear as if the eighth child of Devaki.
Vasudeva 亲自将你带到了Nanda 带到了 Yashoda 妈妈身边。并且 Yogamaya 看上去显现为 Devaki 的第八个孩子。
Krishna became astonished and said, This is astonishing to hear.
Krishna 听了以后惊讶不已，说听了这一切真是让我惊讶。
Akura said, I've heard this directly from the mouth of Vasudeva andIn this way, my ears are now successful.
Akura 说道，我是亲耳从 Vasudeva 那里听到的， Vasudeva 亲自讲的，我听了 Vasudeva 亲自讲的这一点，因此我的耳朵得到了成功，使得我的耳朵获得了成功。
Externally, Krishna appeared to be surprised.
从外在来看 ，Krishna 看上去非常的惊讶。
But internally, he began to contemplate as follows.
但是 ，Krishna 的内心开始这样去沉思冥想。
Yes, yes, because of my deep absorption in pastimes with the residents of Vrindavan, this has left my external awareness.
Krishna 的内心是这样想的，是的，是的，因为我完全沉浸在对 Vrindavan 的这些消时光当中，所以从外在看上去，我对这些没有意识的，不知道。
By this kind reminder of Akura, I am now remembering all these events.
由于 Akura 好心的提醒，我现在想起了这一切，回想起了这一切。
Like a forgotten dream, they're appearing to me once again.
就像是一场被遗忘的梦境一样，现在又出现了。
And there's a purpose.
而且出现是有其特定的目的的。
He then recalls, Krishna then recalls the words of Gargamuni at the time of the name-giving ceremony of Krishna.
接下来 ,Krishna 回想起了 Gargamuni 在给 Krishna 做起名仪式上说的一席话。
These are found in Chapter 8 of Canto 10.
Krishna 所回想起的 Gargamuni 说的这一席话在圣典薄伽瓦坛第十篇第八章里面描述了。
Gargamuni spoke words about Krishna's true identity in a concealed manner, but Krishna understood.
Gargamuni 通过这一席话揭示了 Krishna 的本性， Krishna 的真正的本性， Krishna 对此是了若指掌，是了然于心的。
But the people of Braja don't understand my true identity because of the influence of Yoga Maya.
但是由于 Yoga Maya 的影响， Vrindavan 的这些居民们是对此一无所知的，是对 Krishna 的真正的本性是不知道的。
By the agency of Yoga Maya, I appeared in the heart of Yashoda with two hands instead of four.
由于 Yoga 在 Yoga Maya 的这一代理下之下，那么我以二臂形象显现在亚修达妈妈的心当中，内心当中，而不是以四臂形象显现在亚修达妈妈的内心当中。
Yet, I appeared with four arms from the heart of Devaki.
然而，我是以四臂形象从 Devaki 的心内心当中显现出来。
Later, when Devaki prayed that I covered those four arms, I appeared with two arms.
后来当 Devaki 敬献祷文的时候，我覆盖了这四臂的形象，又显现为二臂形象。
In this way, nobody knows my four-armed form here in Braja.
所以因此在 Braja 在这里没人知道我的四臂形象。
Instead, they understand I'm the two-armed son of Yashoda.
相反，他们了解的是我是 Nanda 的二臂形象的儿子。
So, let it be.
就让他这样吧。
Vasudev is actually my uncle.
Vasudev 实际上是我的叔叔。
Since I am born from Nanda's family with two arms.
因为我以二臂形象诞生在 Nanda 的家中。
At the same time, Vasudev is my father as I was born from him with four arms.
与此同时，我 Vasudev 虽然是我的父亲，但是我是以四臂形象从他那里诞生出来。
I shall deliver Vasudev and Devaki from their difficulty.
我应该把 Vasudeva 和 Devaki 从困难当中，从困境当中解救出来。
Krishna then spoke to Akura.
然后 Krishna 对 Akura 这样说的。
He asked Akura, "What happened next?"
然后 Krishna 就问 Akura, 接下来发生什么呢？
Akura said, after explaining these things to Kamsa, Kamsa wanted to kill Vasudev, but Narada stopped him with comforting words.
Akura 这样说到了，听了 Narada Muni 的这一席话之后， Kamsa 立刻想要杀死 Vasudev, 但是 Narada用非常令人舒服的一番话语安慰了、安抚了 Kamsa。
Narada, after bewildering Kamsa in this way, he departed.
Narada 这样让 Kamsa 感到困惑不已之后，便离开了那里。
Kamsa, out of control.He bound Vasudev and Devaki in iron chains.
Kamsa, 他完全失去了控制，然后将 Vasudeva 和 Devaki 用铁链把他们绑了起来。
Both Krishna and Balaram were in tears hearing this.
Krishna 和 Balarama 听到了这一段描述之后，泪水立刻涌流出来。
They asked Akura, "Did you come to give us news of our parents?"
然后他们询问 Akura 说道，你前来告诉我们关于我们父母的消息的吗？
Lowering his head in shame, Akura said no. No.
Akura 不好意思地低下头回答道，不。
However, they're enduring the torture inflicted by Kamsa. I'm telling you something you have not heard before.
然而，他们忍受住了 Kamsa 对他们的百般的折磨。我现在要告诉你们，你们从被你听说的。
You two were born as their sons, and this is quite fitting. And this is quite fitting. For what son would not desire to rid his parents of suffering?
你们两个人诞生为他们的儿子，这是非常再适合不过的了。那有什么样的儿子会不渴望的去去除掉他们父母的痛苦呢？
Hearing this, Krishna's heart was very agitated.
聆听了这一席话， Krishna 的内心不安起来。
But not wanting to draw attention to that condition, he just asked, "What did Kamsa say?"
但是呢，他抑制住了这样的不安的情绪，掩盖了这样的情绪，然后继续问 Akura, Kamsa 说了些什么呢？
He sent me to invite you two.
他 Akura 说到了，他把我派到这里来，来邀请你们。
Coming to Mathura with your relatives and other citizens to see a big festival involving Lord Shiva's abode.
Akua 说道 Kamsa 派遣我来邀请你们带着你们的家人和家、带着你们的家人亲朋好友还有这些臣民们一起去到 Mathura 去庆祝 Shiva 的宫的庆典
Balaram spoke boastfully and chivalrously
那么 Balaram 他微笑的带着这他带着这种武士的这种心绪非常高兴的说道
When a lion's hunger increases the mad elephants cry loudly
当这个雄狮它的饥饿越来越饥饿的时候疯狂的大象会咆哮起来大笑起来
Krishna consented
Krishna 听了以后心满意足
We will meet Kamsa and satisfy Shiva by making offerings
我们会去见会见 Kamsa 并且通过做供奉来满足 Shiva
When will this festival for Shiva take place?
为 Shiva 举行的这个庆典什么时候开始呢?
Akura informed him it's planned for the 14th day of the lunar month.
Akura 说到了这个庆典安排在这个第十四天的就是阴月阴历的十四天。
With some enthusiasm, Krishna said, "I'm looking forward to again meeting with my parents."
然后 Krishna 非常的兴高采烈的说道：“哈，我会非常高兴的，我们立刻就要见到我们的父母了。”他 Krishna 非常高兴的回答的。
Krishna and Balaram excused themselves from the presence of Akura and went to speak to Nanda Maharaj.
Sorry, Guru Maharaj, could you
repeat? Yes. Krishna and Balaram took leave of Akura
yes.
and went to go see Nanda Maharaj.
Krishna 和 Balaram 这个时候请求向 Akura 请求他们离去去见Nanda Maharaj.
With folded palms, Krishna took permission from his father to speak.
Krishna 双手合十，请求 Nanda Maharaj， 请求他的父亲 Nanda Maharaj 允许他说话。
Oh, dear father, there's some good news which everyone should hear all at once.
Oh.父王父亲这里有一个好的消息但是每一个人都应该同时听聆听到
Nanda feeling affection for Krishna wanted to do what Krishna wanted but he had some doubt
Nanda Maharaj 是指那么 Nanda Maharaj 对 Krishna 是满怀深爱之情他当然愿意去做 Krishna 想要做的一切但是 Nanda Maharaj 还是心有一些疑惑
Acting as if cheerful he called the elder brother Upananda and the others to come
Nanda Maharaj 好像表现出了一番高兴的样子然后叫请来了乌帕南达和其他人年长的人
The elder women headed by Yashoda they were behind a screen hearing Krishna speak
而这些以亚修达妈妈为首的年长的妇女们她们在幕后在后面听着她们之间的一席话
Kamsa very kindly has invited all of us to come and attend a bow festival in Mathura.
唐萨非常好心地邀请我们大家全都去 Mathura 参加那里为 Shiva 的宫举行的盛大的庆典。
Both Balaram and I are very eager to attend and are looking forward to see Kamsa because of his prowess.
我和 Balarama 非常渴望去参加这场盛典，尤其是想去特别渴望去见到 Kamsa， 由于 Kamsa 的力量。
Everyone was very unhappy to hear this news.
每个人听到了这个消息都心里特别不高兴。
They didn't scream, they didn't cry, but they were very agitated.
他们既没有尖叫，也没有大声的哭泣，但是他们的内心非常的不安。
Even for a day, if Krishna leaves Vrindavan, horrible.
即便 Krishna 哪怕离开 Vrindavan 一天，都是令人可怕的。对于他们来说
，Nanda asked.
Nanda 问道
，Have you considered whether Kamsa would be pleased if Balaram, born from Vasudev, were to attend?
那么如果你想到没有，你好好的想过没有，诞生自 Vasudeva 的 Balarama，
very expertly Krishna said with a smile,
会让 Kamsa 高兴吗？然后 Krishna 非常的恭恭敬敬的笑着回答道，
If by chance Kamsa is not pleased by seeing Balaram,
如果由于偶然的原因 Kamsa 看到了 Balarama 他不高兴的话，
Who can bring harm to me or Balaram since I am endowed with your great strength?
那谁又能够伤害到我呢？
When I was just an infant with very little strength, I killed Putana and many other demons.
当我还是一个小婴儿的时候，我甚至就杀死了 Putana 还有很多其他的恶魔。
What to speak of now? How much more strength we have?
那更何况现在呢？我现在比小的时候力量要大多了。
Easily we killed Baka and Vatsasura.
我们轻女的就杀死了 Baka 和 Vatsasura。
Baka swallowed me and no one else.
Baka一口吞下了我，没有吞下其他人。
Agha swallowed the calves and boys.
Agha 吞下了那些乳牛、小乳牛、小牛犊和牧牛童们。
Indra caused disturbance to all by his rain.
雨淫暴雨给所有的人造成极大的打扰。
Who is Kamsa compared to them?
跟他相比 Kamsa 算什么呀？
Hearing Krishna's words, all the elders of Braja nearly fainted.
听了这些话之后，所有 Braja 的这些居民几乎都要晕厥过去了。
Their senses stopped functioning, their consciousness awareness shut down.
他们的感官几乎是不起作用了，他们的这个知觉也几乎是呆滞住了。
Although they were silent, Krishna understood their love for him.
虽然他们一声不吭，但是 Krishna 心里非常明白，所有 Vrindavan 的居民深爱着他。
He said, because we're very happy with millions of cows, we don't need to go anywhere.
Krishna 说道了，我们对这些数百万的乳牛，跟这些数百万的乳牛在一起，我们心满意足，没必要去其他的任何地方。
But if we don't obey the king's order, he will come and create fear for everyone here.
但是如果我们违反了国王的命令，那么国王就会前来给所有的人造成恐怖。
What to speak of our proper conduct when receiving an invitation from the king? What to speak of conducting ourselves by proper conduct when receiving an invitation from the king?
不用说，我们如果我们接受了国王的邀请函，我们的这些正确的行为举止。
If we go without hesitation, Kamsa will remain peaceful.
如果我们毫不犹豫的接受了他的邀请，前往那里，Kamsa就会心平气和。
Nanda was speechless.
Nanda 听了以后哑口无言。
He turned to his elder brother Upananda, who had become completely pale, and asked, "What should we do?"
然后 Nanda 转身向着 Upananda 他的兄弟。Upananda 的脸色已经是苍白了，变得苍白。Nanda Maharaj 问 Upananda。我们应该怎么办呢？
Upananda confirmed Krishna's words. We should go.
Upananda 确认了 Krishna 所说的一番话，说我们应该去。
If we do not go, Kamsa's anger and our fear will only increase.
如果我们不去的话，那 Kamsa 的怒火和我们的恐惧就会急剧增长。
Remarkable fate delivered us previously. It will protect us from the present calamities.
在原来以前，我们已经聆听到了很多这方面的叙述。毫无疑问，它会保护我们免于巨大的灾难。
While the elders were considering the situation, Purnamasi, Yogamaya personified, arrived.
就在 Upananda 说完这一席话， Yogamaya 的人格化身 Purnamasi 出现在现场。
Nanda asked Purnamasi what was her recommendation.
Nanda 询问了 Purnamasi，询问 Purnamasi 他的建议是什么。
Your going to Mathura will bring bliss to everybody.
您去 Mathura 会给所有的人带来平静。
Kamsa and all of his cruel associates will be destroyed.
Kamsa和康萨的所有的那些残酷的同党们全都会被歼灭。
But I see that Krishna's return will be delayed, therefore you should all decide what should be done.
但是我 看到，我了解到 Krishna 的返回会延迟，所以你们决定应该怎么办。
Upananda offered that if the enemies are killed, then returning without delay will be the best plan.
Upananda 回答道，如果敌人被杀死、被铲灭之后，我们返回也没有延迟，这是最好不过的了。
Everyone agreed they saw no alternative, so they decided to go.
所以每个人同意，没有人表示反对之后，所有人决定前往。
Upananda then turned to Krishna and said, when should we go there?
那 Upananda 转身对 Krishna 说道，我们什么时候去呢？
Krishna said, I think we should go there on the 13th lunar day morning.
Krishna 回答道，我想我们会在阴历的十三号，第十三天一大早前往。
He will then celebrate the festival on the 14th morning.
然后就在第十四天早上去庆祝这个庆典。
Everyone saw that Nanda was very troubled within.
每个人都看到 Nanda 内心非常的痛苦挣扎。
So some elders said, let the news go out to all of Braja so proper gifts can be brought at the residence of Nanda Maharaj.
然后那些长老们说到了，让把这个消息传到所有的人，传给所有的人，这样呢就能够让这个 Nanda Maharaj 的这些人，他们 Nanda Maharaj 的这些臣民们带着恰当的礼物去前往。
By the consent of Purnamasi, let the plans begin.
在由于 Purnamasi 的同意，就让这个计划开始施行吧。
Yashoda terribly disturbed.
Yashoda 内心极度的忐忑不安。
She lost consciousness.
她失去了知觉。
The others.Hearing this news, also fainted, just like Yashoda had fainted.
就像 Yashoda 妈妈晕厥过去，其他的人听了这个消息之后，全都晕厥过去了。
Krishna grasped the lotus feet of Nanda Maharaj, trying to revive him.
Krishna, 抓住 Nanda Maharaj 的莲花足。努力的去试图让他能恢复过来。
Oh, Father, why are you grieving?
Why are you grieving?
Why are you grieving?
父亲啊，你为什么悲伤呢？
This is a very simple arrangement.
这是一个非常简单的安排。
I will kill Kamsa.Joyfully thinking of you and return after some time and be visible to you.
我在杀死康萨之后，在那里享受完这样的喜悦之后，就很快回来，来看望你们。
By the touch of Krishna's hand and Krishna's kind words, Nanda Maharaj's mind became quickly pacified.
由于 Krishna 的手的触碰以及 Krishna 的甜美柔和的话语， Nanda Maharaj 听了以后内心得到了极大的安慰，平静下来。
He placed Krishna on his lap and felt intense bliss.
他把 Krishna 抱在自己的膝上，内心充满，内心非常的满足。
Now, we're about halfway through this section, and I think I need to continue and complete it next week.
我们现在已经就是阅读完了这个部分的一半了。我们下个礼拜的时候会继续。
So we can pause for some questions or discussion.
我们现在就今天就讲到这里，然后请问大家可以提问。OK。Yes, Guru Maharaj. Here I have some question from Rajendra.
Rajendra, hi, Bo.
感谢 Maharaj, 感谢翻译。课中提到，身为纯粹奉献者，而 Kura 只是执行 Krishna 的命令，把他从 Vrindavan 带走，开始展示 Vrindavan 以外的逍遥时光。所以他的这种行为纯属于奉爱服务的范畴。然而，您引起另一群纯粹奉献者们 Gopi 们的不满，诅咒了 Akura， 以至于 Akura 参加了后来的有关 Shamatanka 宝石的这个阴谋诡计。问题：此事件给我们什么启示呢？So the question is that as a pure devotee, Akura just execute the order of Lord Krishna and bring Lord Krishna to Mathura. So in this way, Lord Krishna left Vrindavan, and then Lord Krishna started to manifest the pastimes out of Vrindavan. So in this way, the action or the activities of Akura belong to pure devotional, the category of pure devotional service. However, his action caused dissatisfaction from another group of pure devotees, gopis. The gopis cursed Akura. So, the result of that cursing is that Akura, Akura joined the conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
Yeah, conspiracy of Shamanchaka event. And so, what kind of instruction we learn from this case, from this activity?
Don't mess with the gopis.
Don't mess.
Don't cause problem with the gopis when you're in trouble.
Ah. 所以不要给这个。不要给那些牧牛姑娘们带来麻烦，要不然的话，你自己就会陷入麻烦了。
Another lesson is when you have direct function on behalf of Krishna, you can expect that not everybody is going to appreciate that service that you do.
那么还有一个我们从中学习到的一个启示就是，即便是就是你获得了一项奉爱服务，是在 Krishna 的直接的命令之下获得了一项奉爱服务，但是你不要指望着每一个人都会去欣赏你所做的这个服务。
And when some devotees are not appreciating the service for Krishna that we do, there may be a little noise about that lack of appreciation for the service for Krishna that we do.
那么有人可能对于我们为 Krishna 所从事的服务不是那么欣赏或理解，因此他们会因为不欣赏我们为 Krishna 所做的服务而发出一些声音出来，一些噪音出来。
The curse of the gopis would not specifically occur as involvement with the Shamantaka incident.
Akura.
The curse of the gopis was not specifically resulting in Akura's involvement in the Shamantaka incident.
Gopi 们对 Akura 的这个诅咒并没有说具体这个诅咒导致的这个结果并不是 Akura 他参与到了 Shamantaka 宝石的这个阴谋当中。就是参与到这个 Shamantaka 宝石关于 Shamantaka 宝石的这个阴谋当中
The curse of the gopis was just as we are having to experience separation from Krishna so you also will have to experience separation from Krishna and that was the curse、
Gopi 们对 Akura 的这个诅咒就是就像是我们就像是你我们经受了与 Krishna 的分离同样你也会经受与 Krishna 的分离这是 Gopi 们对 Akura 的诅咒
Everything was nicely resolved by Krishna because he understood what Akura was doing because he's inside Akura's heart and heNever admonished Akura for his mistake in Dwaraka. He simply asked for the Shamantaka jewel to be shown to everybody, and everything was nice.
Krishna, 他能够将这一切都解决的非常的严丝合缝，就是非常的天衣无缝。那么 Krishna 就在 Akura 的心中 ，Krishna 非常了解 Akura 所做的服务。在 Shamantaka 宝石的这件事情当中Akura 他只是向其他人说到了 Shamantaka 宝石在哪里
But all of these pastimes involving Akura was under Krishna's direction his internal potency direction and so no harm went to Akura
Akura 的所有的这些服务都是在 Krishna 的内在能量 Yoga Maya 的 指引下所从事的所以对 Akura 没有任何的伤害对 Akura 没有造成任何的伤害
Next
Yeah, next from Harsham Mama She sent the question through WeChat to me And the first questionis that why did Akura leave Mathura on the day of Ekadasi? Is there any special meaning?
I don't know that Akura left on Ekadasi day, and if there is some special meaning to that, I don't know.
我不太清楚 Akura 是在 Ekadasi 那一天离开 Mathura 的，如果有什么特别的含义意义的话我不太清楚这个特别的意义 the second question that how
can you look it up and see if you left on the Ekadasi day look it up right now yes okay
yeah, yeah,
in the room there's excuse me in the room there's confirmation he left on the Ekadasi day
是的在这个屋子里有人说到有人告诉我是 Akura 是在 Ekadasi 那一天离开 Mathura 的
I mean there's a practical reason why he left and that was the day before Ekadasi That's when Akura comes to ask him to go. So he left the next morning. That's a practical reason why.
那有一个实际的原因，为什么 Akura 在 Ekadasi 那一天离开 Mathura 呢？那是因为在 Ekadasi 的那一天的前一天， Kamsa 命令 Akura 前去 Vrindavan， 去邀请 Krishna， 所以 Akura 第二天在 Ekadasi 的那一天离开了 Mathura， 前往 Vrindavan。
But if you're going to meet Krishna, meeting Krishna on Ekadasi, this sounds fantastic to me.
那么在我看来， Akura 在 Ekadasi 的那一天去 Vrindavan 觐见 Krishna， 那是再好不过的了。
Yes, Ekadasi.Okay, next question from...
Yeah, next question from Harsha Mataji. How can we... how to understand that Krishna never leave Vrindavan? The reason because Vrajabasis always think of Lord Krishna?
More than that.
不仅仅是这样。不仅仅是 Vrindavan 的居民总是想着 Krishna。
Krishna entered their hearts.
And that way
he never leaves Vrindavan.
Krishna 进入到了 Vrindavan 居民的内心，所以通过这种方式 Krishna 永远没有离开 Vrindavan. Guru Maharaj, I'm sorry to interrupt you because I forgot to read the translation of the second question. Harsha 妈妈问的第二个问题是，如何理解 Krishna 永远没有离开 Vrindavan 呢？是因为 Vrindavan 居民总是想着他吗？所以说他永远没有离开 Vrindavan 吗？Guru Maharaj 的回答是，不仅是 Vrindavan 的居民总是想着他，而且是 Krishna 进入到了 Vrindavan 的居民的心中，以这种方式永远没有离开 Vrindavan。 Yes, Guru Maharaj.Please continue.
I've answered her question. What's next?
Oh, yeah. The next question from Panchatattva Prabhu. Kamsa 的 Krishna 知觉与 Yashoda 妈妈的 Krishna 知觉是两种 Krishna 知觉吗？ So, the question is that Kamsa's Krishna consciousness and Yashoda mama's Krishna consciousness,Is it two kind of Krishna consciousness?
Yes.
是的。
One's favorable and the other is unfavorable.
Kamsa 的 Krishna 知觉是恶意的，而 Yashoda 妈妈的 Krishna 知觉是顺意的，是善意的。Yes.请问 Sati Mataji 还有其他人还有问题吗？Go ahead. Yeah, I have a question.
Say it in Chinese first.
Yeah. 就是读了 Krishna 的消时光，尤其是Krishna 的在 Vrindavan 的消时光，然后内心就想到了一点，这 Krishna 在地球上的 Vrindavan 的消时光是如此的甜美啊，甚至在 Goloka Vrindavan 都没有 Krishna 在地球上的 Vrindavan 上演的这些孩童逍遥时光的甜美。似乎这个地球上 Krishna 在地球上的 Vrindavan 上演的逍遥时光好像比在 Goloka Vrindavan 上演的逍遥时光似乎更加完整或完美似的，怎么样去理解这一点？ Yeah, Guru Maharaj, my question is that from Krishna's pastimes, especiallyKrishna's pastimes on Boma Vrindavan. and the boy, yeah. So in the Goloka Vrindavan, they are not found those pastimes. I mean, Krishna's boyhood pastimes in Vrindavan cannot be found in Goloka Vrindavan. It seems that Bhoma Lila, Krishna's pastimes, are more complete or perfect than Goloka Vrindavan. I mean,
that's your opinion, yes?
Yeah, it seems like that. Looks like feels like that. So if
the
somebody
answer,
let
me reply.
Yes.
The pastimes in the earthly realm, Bhoma Lila, are manifestations that are not taking place. Some of them are not taking place in Krishna Loka, but there is the bhava or mood of love that those pastimes are taking place, such as Krishna's birth, such as killing of demons. There's no demons, there's no birth pastime, etc. There's no pastime, but there's the bhava of those pastimes in Krishna Loka.
Guru Maharaj 的回答就是 在 Krishna 在 Bhoma Lila 在地球上的 Vrindavan 的一些消时光虽然在 Goloka Vrindavan 并没有，但是那里的巴瓦，就是 Krishna 杀死恶魔的那种巴瓦， Krishna 诞生的那种巴瓦，是存在于 Goloka Vrindavan 的。
We have 8 minutes.
Yes. Go ahead. Yeah, the next question. From 竹笛顶拜咕噜，请问 Krishna 进入 Vrindavan 居民的心中和在我们心中的超灵有什么不同吗？ So Lord Krishna entered into the heart of Brajavasis. Is there any different from what's the difference between the super soul in our heart? Is there any different?
Yeah. Super soul has 4 arms.
心中的超灵有四只臂膀的。
And super soul doesn't have a flute.
而且超灵是没有笛子的。
You get the idea.
我想你知道了吧。
We find in Nectar Devotion that Krishna has 4 qualities that are not found in Vishnu.
我们在分爱的甘露当中了解到了 Krishna 有4个品质是 Vishnu 所没有的。
The resident of Vrindavan see Shamasundar, not Supersoul.
Vrindavan 的居民看到的是 Shamasundar, 而不是超灵。
Next.
So far, it seems there are no more questions.
We have some questions here.
Yeah.
In the first verse, Prabhupada explains in the purport that Kamsa ordered Akrura to go to Vrindavan on the Ekadashi of the dark fortnight of the Vedic month of Falguna.
Okay.
In 39th verse in the purport, Prabhupada is explaining that Akrura actually went to the house of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna and Balaram on Dwadasi day, the day after. He spent the night in Mathura and then he went the next day. That's what it is saying.
Okay, but his departure was on Ekadasi, and he went to the home of Nanda and he met with Nanda on the next morning, Dwadasi day.
Yeah. 那么在这个《博迦瓦坛》第十篇里面就有师姐描述了 Akura 是在 Ekadasi 那一天 离开 Mathura 然后在第二天 Dwadasi 的时候 和到了 Nanda Maharaj 的家 与 Nanda Maharaj 与他们相见了。
So Harsha's question was, is there some significance to Krishna's leaving on Ekadasi day? And the only significance I'm aware of is he was asked to go the evening before. And so he left the morning of Ekadasi.
Okay. 那么,
the Dasami, he was asked, he left on the Ekadasi.
Yes. 那么哈什妈妈,你刚才问到了, Akura 在 Ekadasi 那天离开的 这个有什么特别的含义在这里面就是我们了解到了因为他是在头一天他被命令去到文达文所以在那一天阿卡达西的时候他离开去到文达文
There is a question online but it looks Survey Mataji already asked.
Okay. So I think we're finished for this evening.
我想我们今天就讲到这里。今天晚上就讲到这里。 Hare Krishna.
Hare
Thank
Krishna,
you
very much. See you next week.
下周见。
Oh, sorry.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. 谢谢 Maharaj 给我们的精彩的讲课，谢谢大家的提问。那么刚才这里有一个奉献者，你刚刚把这个问题贴上来，但是有一点晚了。那么这个问题我留在下一次的时候，好吗？谢谢大家，谢谢大家的聆听。 谢谢大家给我这个服务的机会。祝大家有一个甜美的梦，做一个甜美的梦。 Hare Krishna。 Hare Krishna，现在是公众人士，对对对，放心的。